One thing that pushes people out of cities and into suburbs is the fear of crime. For years, we've been hearing about community policing efforts, how that can diminish those fears. Now, there's a growing trend toward having prosecutors walk the beat in urban neighborhoods as a way to prevent violent crime. Milwaukee is one of the latest cities to try this approach. The method is embraced by some, but criticized by those who say prosecutors are more effective in the courts than on the streets. Marty Michelson of member station WUWM in Milwaukee has more.
It's the middle of the afternoon in one of Milwaukee's older Spanish-speaking neighborhoods on the south side. Rows of modest two-story houses line the street. There's a small hardware store here, a Mexican restaurant, and a local food market. Children are running on the playground at Longfellow Elementary School. This is the workplace of Assistant District Attorney Grant Huebner. He's been walking this beat for about a year. Today, Huebner is meeting with parents at this school who are concerned about recent gang activity. Inside the small school library in the basement, Huebner is talking with Rosemarie Jerkowski about his plans for trying to scare kids away from gangs.
We are going to give an example of a case that was prosecuted, that I did prosecute, of a 17-year-old, of the choices that he made in regards to gangs and guns, starting really in the fifth grade.
This is a good thing, I think, for her. Because this is she's the one that's in fifth grade, because both of my nephews kind of fell off to the drugs and different kind of stuff, and now both of them are in jail.
But before Grant Huebner was visiting schools and listening to parents' concerns, he was in court prosecuting gang members. And he says that's why he went to law school, to learn how to make a good argument before a judge and jury.
Do I miss court? Yeah, yes, I miss court. To be a prosecutor, obviously, you think of, you know, the Jack McCoy from Law and Order, where, you know, you're in the courtroom all the time. I really liked my job there.
And while Huebner still gets to try cases now and then, he spends more time on the streets. Frank Gimbel is a former assistant U.S. attorney who prosecuted cases in federal court during the 60s, long before the community approach was put into play. With courtrooms across the country swamped with a backlog of criminal cases, Gimbel says prosecutors have plenty to do without walking the streets.
Do the lawyers belong in the courts prosecuting cases? The answer is obviously yes. Do they belong in their offices reviewing police procedures and making prosecution decisions about cases that have not yet gotten to court? Yes, they have to do that.
Gimbel and others argue that the program should be regularly reviewed to see if it's the best way to use taxpayer money. Portland, Oregon is widely credited for starting community prosecution. Multnomah County District Attorney Mike Schrunk says the approach has helped reduce violent crime there.
And I think you need to be very careful about before you claim credit for it, or you're going to get the blame for it, because it's going to bounce back up there too. But yes, I think people feel safer. How do you feel? Do you feel you have a voice in your city, your county, public safety system? What goes on? Do you have access?
Schrunk doesn't think the community approach should stop at policing and prosecution, though. He wants cities to take the next step in bringing crime fighting to the neighborhoods, setting up community courts. For NPR News, I'm Marty Michelson in Milwaukee.